السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we concluded our discussion on the name of Allah, Al-Aleem, the All-Knowing. And we explained six differences between the knowledge of man and the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We explained that the knowledge of Allah in every science, in every discipline is the same. Whereas man cannot have equal knowledge in every science and in every discipline. You can be an expert in one thing and you can be an absolute ignoramus in another thing. Then Allah's knowledge never changes, whilst man's knowledge is in a constant state of flux. You start off knowing nothing and then you have to learn and you forget. So there's a constant fluctuation. The third difference was Allah's knowledge is intrinsic. Allah did not have to make an effort to acquire it or to achieve it. Man's knowledge is not intrinsic. You're not born with the knowledge. You don't have it there from the onset. The fourth difference, it's impossible for Allah's knowledge to come to an end. But man's knowledge comes to an end. Either in terms of his knowledge in itself, where he forgets, or his life comes to an end, or the people who benefited from his knowledge eventually pass on, and there's no traces left of his knowledge. The fifth difference is, having knowledge in one aspect does not prevent Allah from having knowledge in another aspect. Whereas a human, you only have 24 hours in a day. You only live for that many years. Your preoccupation with one science automatically deprives you of being occupied in the pursuit of knowledge in another science. And finally, Allah's knowledge is infinite, limitless, has no beginning, no end. Whereas man's knowledge is limited. It has a beginning, it has an end. Now today we commence a discussion on two attributive names of Allah, Al-Qabid and Al-Basit. Qabid is the one who restricts and Basit is the one who expands. Now Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, we should discuss these two names together because it shows that Allah simultaneously has equal control over two opposing forces. Allah can simultaneously expand and Allah can simultaneously restrict. Al-Qabid, Al-Basit. Allah Himself says, وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ, in the second juz, which is recited a few nights ago, that Allah restricts and Allah expands. In what? Allah restricts and expands in your character, in your sustenance, in your outward form, and even in your soul, when you will be born and when you will die. When Allah restricts, that's the time to chahile from dunya. Now you need to move on. So if you look at the first aspect and sustenance, Allah constricts and Allah expands. It is Allah who controls your sustenance. No one else. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah says, I'm the one who expands sustenance for whoever I want. And I make the determination. Not your boss who cuts out the salary check. Not your investment who promises a particular dividend. No, it is Allah who decides. So Allah says that wealth and poverty is in my control. Yes, you've got to make an effort. There's a system in this world according to which you could make an effort. But Allah in His wisdom decides to give whom how much He wants. And sometimes at different times in life, Allah gives you to a different extent. So many people started off early in life, they had nothing. Later on in life, Allah gave them everything. Then other people, the other way around, they started off having a lot. And then Allah tested them and then restricted their sustenance. Allah doesn't leave it to our discretion. Nor does Allah leave it to the discretion of any other human. Allah says, in His wisdom, He decides. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We do the distribution. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. And we decide who will be the employer, who will be the employee, who will be the giver, who will be the taker. If you're a giver, you're on one level, there's another person who's a giver on another level. You're a taker on one level, there's another person who's taking on another level. One scholar so beautifully said, how many intelligent people have constrained sustenance and how many foolish people have an abundance of sustenance? And in that, you see the control of Allah. Yes, at times Allah makes your intelligence an outward means of you getting your sustenance. You have a degree, so you get a top job, you get a good salary. But then there could be somebody who has the same degree as you, but he's not earning, he doesn't get the same position. Maybe he's got more expertise, more knowledge. That is all in the system of Allah. Then you get someone who doesn't make no effort, but it just opens up for him. It just comes. And all of us, at some point in our life or the other, you may have met a person and said, hey, how did this man become a millionaire? Really, the acumen is low, the intelligence is stifled, the capacity is limited, the talent is, you know, on the short side of things. But this man, whatever he touches, it turns to gold. That is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah is the one. And in this, there's hope for all of us. You may not have a degree, but you know Allah grants. You may not have the physical strength, but you know Allah grants. You may not have the best of opportunities and circumstances where you live. Maybe you're living in a war-torn part of the world, but you know that Allah is the one who provides the sustenance. I'll conclude with this. When the Banu Israel wanted a leader to lead them against the enemy, then Allah said that we will make Talut a malika. Talut, Saul, will be your king. So they said, hey, this man got no bucks. He's not affluent. And Allah responds and says, Wallahu yu'ti mulkahu man yasha, wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah decides who has position and who doesn't have position. You don't need to be a millionaire. You don't necessarily have to be a doctor or a lawyer or a professional or have a fancy degree. Allah says, I'll decide who to give leadership. And sustenance is not only in terms of money or in terms of food, even the air that we breathe. Everything that we enjoy, from profile to reputation to knowledge, all of that is part of the sustenance which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you. So Al-Qabid and Al-Basid, Allah has equal control over two opposing forces. Allah expands and Allah restricts. And today we discussed it from the perspective of sustenance. Tomorrow we'll discuss about how Allah expands and restricts the clouds and the souls and many other things. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa.